One second. Morning, everybody. Good night of Shabbos. Tov. Okay, so we finished yesterday, last week, Shabbos. Perek base. Bonagi, Perek base. Just let's see where we're holding. Sorry, I was running a bit late today. Just one second, there's like some bad feedback noise here. Okay. All right, just give me one second just to gather my thoughts. Oh, so last week we spoke about the Musag of Les Lemigami Klum. We spoke about Kiddush Levona. That's the three manifestations where you see the Gilu of Kovod Shemaim in the world through the Levona, which is Les Lemigami Klum. She has nothing of her own. The moon just reflects the light of the sun. David HaMelech, who's Malchus, Kepshutoi, that's Mashiach, Les Lemigami Klum. His Tachlis in the world is to be the Gala Kovod Shemaim in the world. He was Katon, and he will be Godol. It's also part of a Kiddush Levona. And then we saw the third one was Yaakov, where you see that in Kiddush Levona is Bruch Yitzrech Oisech Koinech Boirech. That's Rosh HaTevis Yaakov. Yaakov also was the Katon, and that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's Tafkid is to be Megala Kovet Shemayim in the world. Particularly in Eretz Israel, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, but we're not then when we're in Golus, which is what we're dealing with now. That's what we saw then. Okay, then I think we started this. We started talking about the Yesod of the Keter. We started dealing with that last week. We spoke about Kisrach v'Asrach, that there's two aspects of the Melech. There's the Keter, that's when he's above, and then there's the when he's in the world. We spoke about that or not? I don't remember. You have to tell me. And I made a note here. I don't know. I didn't make a note here.
I think so. We started it's both. It's above and below. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's summarize that. Maybe let's just summarize that. That you see. All right. Yeah. I think that. Yeah. I think we did do this. I remember doing this. And that is that the. I think we just did the first paragraph, and then we said we'd come back to this. I think that's where we ended off last week. So I'm going to start, it's good, because we want to do this slowly and carefully and in Chaza and get these Yesodas. These are new ideas, new ways of thinking. So let's repeat it. We'll go through it again. Mavur b'perek ha-koidim, I'm on Daf Tes Vav, if anyone's following. V'mavur b'perek ha-koidim negye le'ike yoifi shal midas ha-malchus, v'hi shebe-midas ha-malchus yesh od yesod. We saw the yesod of Malchus, that it's les la-migami klum. What it does is it facilitates the gilu of something. Through its being less la migami klum, it's megale something else. It takes from potential to actualization. That's what the koyach of Malchus is. It takes from what's lying in potential and it actualizes it. But it itself is nothing. Not nothing of less la migami klum, it's nothing of its own. The moon's also not nothing. The moon's not nothing, it's a moon. Well, it doesn't have any light of its own. So it facilitates the sun's light, which is hidden during the night, to be megale. That's a good marshal there. Okay, so, and we'll keep coming back to it as well. Okay, but there's another yusod. Who ma sheyedu lo melech yesh keter. Melech wears a crown. What's pshat king wears a crown? Because he wants to show off his jewels, his wealth, you know, the crown jewels. How else are you going to show them off? How are you going to wear them? So you put them in a crown. No, there's a deep yusod to why a king wears a crown. V'chein hevi harambam lehalocha shemelech lo yesh keter. That's amazing, eh? You know, what we take for granted, a king wears a crown, you know, for sure. But why? The Rambam paskens la locha, king has to wear a crown. Part of the tefillah is we give Hashem a keter malucha. So you see there's something going on here with a keter, the mashu gadol. Okay? The vault of a keter is that it's above. It's above the rest of the nation. What's the most important part of a person? We did do this last week. What's the most important part of a person? The Rosh, his head. What distinguishes us from all the other creatures in the world is the Seichel, is the Rosh, is the head. So that's the highest place of a person. Even physically, it's the highest place of a person. What's the keter coming to tell you? That where everybody else ends, where their godless ends, the melech has more than that. The melech is above that. The keter comes to show you that the melech is above that. That's where the melech is. The melech who godel v'noyre v'sholet al gabayim. The Melech is bigger, he's more awesome, and he rules over all of them. That's the simple pshat meaning of keter. It's above the system. The system ends at the top of the head. So the keter is above the system. But it's megala that there's something more here. There's something bigger here. That's the Melech. The Melech is more. He's bigger than the rest of the nation. Where do you see that Megala? You see that in the Keter. Okay, that's the Pashtus. And that, he says, is the end of the Pasuk. V'hemisnaseh l'kol l'roish. He will be above the Rosh. He will be the Rosh. He's the head. But the Melech is more than a head. He's above. He has the Keter. Okay. That's something to do with why we cover our heads as well. I'm not going to go into that now because I don't want to bring too many side issues. We said we were trying to keep to the text, but remember sometime to speak about it. That's why we cover our heads as well. You should see here that there's a stira now. We spoke about the Melech being less lamigami klum, and now we're speaking about the Melech being a keter and above, ruling. We also said that the only way you see the Malchus, the only way you see that there's a Melech, is when he's poil, when he's functioning in the world. If the king just sits in his palace locked up playing with his crown, that we don't need a king like that. You need a king who comes down here and takes care of the world. That is Basha Malchus Uraka Shekoich Malchus and Nikab Poil Batoicha Medina. The king needs to be in the nation and with them. He needs to be mu'rav in them. And then we come to say now, in Perek Gimel, no, the Melech is completely moved off from the nation. He's separate from the nation. He's above the nation. He's menatek. He's disconnected from the nation. So there you have the stira. On the one hand, the king is completely moved out, separate from the world. And mitzad sheni, he has to be murav in the world. Amna ma'usa malchus mitberes al yedei shtei abchinas elu gam yachad. Shamerech moiram ha'am ubetoich ha'am. The melech, in order to function properly, these two bechinas of the melech have to function together. They have to work together. You see, it's not a stira at all. This is the essence of what a melech is. He's above the nation and he's in the nation. And he has to balance that. He has to balance that. Mod chashuv that he balances that. V'haynu, kadei sheyis seyde betoch ha-medina, in order that the world runs orderly and properly, tzarech sheyov v'mi sheyesh lo elyoynes misharam. You need somebody who's above the nation to make seyde in the nation. U'mameil hu lamale mikol hanegiyos hakatanoynios shebehem mitaskim shar anashim. In order for the king to come into the world and work in the world and make seder in the world, he has to be above all the day-to-day petty vested interests and nonsenses and personal desires that the nation, other people in the nation have. That means he can only function properly as a king doing all the work that a king needs to do in this world if he's above everybody else. Because if he's not, he's just like everybody else, and then he won't be able to function and do anything like everybody else can't do anything else. And a kol ma'oviv haim Chesed ve'emes, v'oise echad, echad, she'be'etzem hu lamale mishar ha'am, dafke hu nichnas letoicham, la'asos itam chesed u'mishpat. What's the tafkid of a melech? The tafkid of a melech is to do chesed and mishpat. He's benevolent, he's doing what's good for the people, but at the same time, he has to do mishpat. He has to make sure there's order, there's discipline, there's boundaries, there's red traffic lights, that's part of mishpat. If the king doesn't take care of the roads, he doesn't take care of the day-to-day existence of people can't function. Mitzacheni, in order to do that, in order to be involved in the world and dealing on a day-to-day basis with all the daily things that are necessary to run the world, he has to be separate from the world. Because Matoch, he becomes like me, well, then he's like me, then he can't do any more than I can do. So those two seemingly opposing forces actually come together beautifully in a Melech. He's in the world, dealing in the world, but to do that properly, he has to be outside of the world. Yeah, that's clear? Okay. So Zeh Amuvan Shel Malchus Etzel Hashem Yisbarach. When we talk about Hashem's Malchus, obviously Hashem's not a Malchus, he's not a Melech, and he's not a Malchus, and he doesn't have a crown in the way we understand Hashem. Hashem's Ma is a Kesha Malchus to Hashem. We understand it's a Moshel, but what's the move on? The kol shifaseinu v'tfilaseinu shetigala Malchus bo'ilam lo shehu yisbarach mu'urav b'aneinu oilam ke'echad mitanu chas v'chalila. You're going to be Hashem's chavrusa. All our yearning and our davening that Hashem should megale his malchus in the world, not that he will be murav in yonei oilam ke'echad mitanu chas v'chalila. We're not asking that Hashem will come down here and get himself involved in the world like we're involved in the world. We want Hashem to megale his malchus in the world. We want him to come down here and be murav in the world like we murav in the world. Chavrusa klape shemai miyika. You want Hashem to be like you? We want Hashem with all his godless and all his reimamus. That's how we want him murav in our world, as a king. We want him to bring what's represented by Keter, that which is greater and bigger and awesome, and bring that down into the world. We want him to megali himself here in the musag of he'll just be like us. We want him to megali himself here with all his koiches. The rulership that he has, the maisa, within the whole world, hitpate al yedei, will be revealed via she utzmoso yisparach vein seifiyosoi, that his atzmus, whatever that is, his selfness, his essence, his who he is, and his ein seifiyos, his infinite, that will manifest itself in our world. Now that's like, whoa. Okay, one second. Zushi for saying that's our yearning. That's what we're waiting for. The tachlis koloilo. That's the tachlis of the world, is that will be megali in the world. And that's all our work in this world. That's the work of Klali Yisrael. It's megala that in the world. Okay, so let's stop here. We just said a lot here. This is humongous. We want Hashem to megal himself in the world, yeah? Everybody wants Hashem, you know? We went from Mashiach, Pesach, Mikdash. We want Hashem to megal himself in the world. Which aspect of Hashem do we want him to megal in the world? The aspect of the king who's murbav in the world, and he's down here, and he's doing, and he's hacking, and he's doing, taking care of the world? For sure that has to happen. But that's not what we're yearning for. We're yearning for the aboveness. We're yearning for that higher dimension of Hashem. His Ein Sofis, his godless, his infinite kol yochel. That's what we want manifest in this world. That's what we're waiting for. When Hashem's Megale himself in the world, it's not going to be the lowly part that just sort of takes care of the day-to-day running of the world. That itself is awesome. That apples grow on trees is that's enough to make any, but the rest of your life, you could just meditate on that and come to see Kovet Shemaim in the world. But what we want manifest in the world is the aspect of Keter. We want that aboveness. We want that other world, that higher world, that's what we want manifest in this world. Okay, those are the words. We can't really understand that. We can't imagine it. You can't have a picture of it. But it has to be that way. It has to be that way. When we talk about being Megala Kovet Shemayim, then you want the Shemayim to be Megala, yeah. How do you get Shemayim to be Megala itself, yeah? How do you get Ein Sofius of Hashem to reveal itself and be manifest in the finite world? So we can't understand that. And I'm trying to understand that. But that's what we're waiting for. That's what we want. The Keter for sure is infinite because it's not limited. The human body is limited. But there's parts of the Neshama that are outside the body. In fact, Roiv the Neshama is outside of the body. It can't come into the body. That's what's called the Makifim. Those are the parts of the Neshama that surround the body, that are bigger than the body. Okay, whatever that means. I'm not learning Kabbalah yet, but I'm just trying to show that there's things that are much bigger and much above and outside of the system. That's represented by Keter. Keter is above the system, and once it's outside the system, it's infinite. We want that being revealed in the world. Okay, so we can't understand that. We can't grasp that, but we gave ourselves permission from the Reb Chaim Volozhin. If you're a chosid, it's not so posh. Reb Tzadok doesn't exactly, whatever. I'm not going to go into that now, but Reb Chaim Volozhin for sure gave us a heter to meet the second things you can't understand. You remember we saw that? We saw that in Nefesh HaChaim. I don't know if it's worth repeating now. If you're completely baffled and bamboozled and you want to understand this, and you want to hold it and pick it up and internalize what we've just learned, then maybe we should see the Nefesh HaChaim again. It's good to repeat it and remember. But we're learning things here. We're mitaseking in things here that you can't necessarily understand. But he said you have to do that. That's what we have to do. So I apologize, all complaints to Volozhin. That's what we're doing. We meet a sec in things we can't understand. That's what the Reb Chaim Volozhin says there at the beginning of Shah Gimel. Okay. So if you understand this, then for sure you don't know what I'm talking about. If you understand what he just said now, then we understand what he's saying, but we don't understand what he's saying. I mean, that's the word. It's not that you just don't understand what he's saying. What is he talking about? No, we understand what he's saying. We want that infinite oneness, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, to manifest itself down in this world. But you can't understand that. No, but I understand that I can't understand that. It's not just I don't understand. I understand that I can't understand. And I understand what I don't understand. I don't understand that infinite oneness can come down here and manifest itself in a finite world. The same as you don't understand how you've got a neshama, because a neshama is also chelek elokamimal, and it's infinite and it's part of the Ein Sof. And yet you see that it's manifest down here in the world. So we don't understand, but that's the way it is. Okay, so it's not that you just don't understand because you read the words and you don't know what they mean. We know what the words mean. We understand, but we understand we don't understand because you can't understand how infinite can manifest in finite. That was the problem with the Mishkan. The Mishkan also, the dimensions didn't work. The Teva, Noach's Teva also, the dimensions didn't work. There's not enough place in Noach's Teva for what he had to put on there. There's not enough place in the Mishkan between the staves of the shatiach, where the curtain was, between the Aron, for all of Klal Yisrael to stand there, and yet they did. Well, that's the musag here of where the infinite can fit into where something bigger can fit into something smaller. So we don't understand that, but you see, there is such a thing. There is such a thing. We can't understand that. So that's the ultimate gilu that we're waiting for. The same as when Hashem came down on Sinai. What did Klal Yisrael see on Sana when Hashem was manifest himself in the world? He came down, the Yered Alahar. What did they see? They saw the infinite oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifest in the physical world. That's impossible. Nachinami, you're right. That's the way it is. Okay? If that's clear, then we can move on.
Oh, that was very nice.
If there's anybody still out there, that's fine. Okay. It's a bit early in the morning for this stuff. Fine, okay. V'zehu ha-malchus b'shleimuso. That's malchus in its shleimus. What's malchus in its shleimus? Keta malchus, ha'inu sha'keta shemoyre al-gudlos Hashem v'ein sofio. That keta, that part of malchus which is manifest, which is represented by keta, that teaches us about Hashem's godless and his infiniteness. Hu zeh shemoylich v'sholech b'toch ha'olam malach ha'lamayse b'kol inyan v'inyan. That's what's running the world, yeah, in every aspect, halacha lemaisa. There's a manifestation of that upper thing down here in this world. That is the shleimus of malchus. When keter and covered of, what's the word we used before? Asra, place, where Hashem's in his place. Down here, managing, running the physical world, taking care of all the details of the world. What's running the world, taking care of all the details of the world? That which is above the world. Like I think I might have mentioned this last week, maybe. You have a rov of a shul. If the rov of a shul is like everybody else, he's like buddies with everybody else, and he's in the same level of everybody else, you don't need a rov like that. You need a rov who's a shtickel aloof. You need him as a little bit detached from the kehila. He needs to be above the kehila. But at the same time, he has to be murav in every aspect and detail of the kehila. Yes, to know exactly what's going on in everyone's homes, what's going on with this child, what's there, but Murav, completely, completely involved in the kehila. He has to hear their pain, he has to be involved in their pain, he has to be sharing in their simchas. But at the same time, if he's going to be like everybody else, he's like everybody else, then he's not the Rav. He can't do what he needs to do. He can't be Moira Halacha, he can't help them, he can't lead them. So he needs to be above. He needs to be a little bit away from the community and above the community to be part of the community. That's the godless of a Rav. When both these beginners are being dealt with. It's the same as a parent. It's not different than a parent. If you're going to play in the sandpit with your kids because you want to be his buddy, well, then he doesn't need you as a parent. You're not a parent. You're a buddy. He doesn't need a buddy. He needs a parent. But a parent has to be involved in the day-to-day life of the child. Yeah, but he can only do that when he's above, when he's bigger than the child. Because otherwise, he's just like the child. You need to be separate. You need to be above, away from, bigger than. And at the same time, be involved in. And so those are two seemingly contradictory midas, but you see that they work perfectly together when they're done properly. I think that's clear, yeah? Yeah, that's Dava Poshut. This generation might have lost it. You know, sometimes you see a girl walking the street with her grandmother. You don't know who's the daughter and who's the grandmother. You know, it's okay. You can sometimes we forget these things today. We become very democratic, where everything's equal. You know, the grandmother and the mother and the daughter, everybody's dressed, they look the same, you know, what it is. It's a law in Yan Yan. You can't be a mother if you're the buddy. For sure you have to be a friend, but you have to be a friend as a mother, means above. Okay. That may be, I don't know, I'm just, that may be why we say Avinu Malkeinu. He's Avinu, he's our father, but he also has to be Malkeinu. If he's just going to be our father, we're going to lose the keter from that. Okay. V'hu inyan kabbalus al muchosay, we have time, let's look. V'hu inyan kabbalus oil malchusay yisparach, hamotelus al kol yudi v'yudi. Okay. That's another aspect here. We all know that we have to be makabal or malchus shemaim. Yeah. Kabbalus or malchus shemaim, very nice words. We say them, we know them. We say kriya shema twice a day. We makabal or malchus shemaim. That's a chiyuv that's incumbent upon every Jew. So what's this got to do with this? Hainu lahargish v'chai hayom yom es hametziyut ha'amitis. What does it mean, kabbalus or malchus shemaim? That means you have to feel. Feel, think in your head, be real with, in your day-to-day existence, the real Metzias. She'etz Musa yisbarach v'naroysa heim itanu u'betoich chayenu b'olameinu. Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is in your day-to-day existence. From the minute you get out of bed and you tie your shoes and you go to the bathroom and then you're busy learning Torah and you're doing all wonderful things, or you're in the bank or you're working, whatever, there, everything there, is Hashem, the Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his essence, and his Noiridikness, his awesomeness, is with us in every aspect of our lives, in our world. That aboveness, that higherness, is down here with us. Ulechein tzarech b'kol rega b'rega, v'kol shoel v'shoel, shel ha'chaim, l'dat u'rahagi shana b'matzav shel oymid lifnei ha'melech. Okay, this is one big darga. But it is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo brings it there, that the a person needs, therefore, every moment and every step and every aspect of his life to know and feel, be real with, that we're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Now, Api Halacha, the only time you really need to be doing that, even then, it's Machleikas, is in Tefillah. At least in Tefillah, you should know you're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Mashgiach once said, when you're talking to Hashem, at least you should remember you're talking to Hashem. You know, I can't expect everybody to be thinking about Hashem all the time. But when you're talking to him on the phone, at least remember who you're talking to. You know, when you're benching, when a person benches, at least remember, wow, it's got something to do with Hashem, you know. Or you're davening Shmon Esrei, that at least the person should have a fleeting thought that maybe this has something to do with Hashem. But he's saying, yeah, ultimately, what a person, what the kium, the ultimate kium of Kabbalah Som Malchus Shemaim is, and that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is nothing else other than Hashem. Everything that's happening in the world is Hashem. That's what Echad means. Echad means infinite. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is infinite. It means there is nothing else other than Him. That's Shema. That's Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. That means bringing that Hashem Elokeinu into my day-to-day existence. That's really what it is. Okay, so like I said, that's the first whole halach in Shulchan Aruch, and that's not a simple task, and a person has to come up with tricks and tools and memory aids to keep reminding himself to do that. She'amelechim gudlosoi, who itanu b'kol nekudu b'chayenu. We need to know that Hashem, with all his godless, not just a little tweeny piece of his godless, all his godless is with us in every aspect of our lives. Ulekabel lichyei tzuras chayim zu. And that's a person has to makabel that and live a life that reflects that understanding. Hihi kabbalos al-mochus al-oil malchus shemaim shlema. That's kabbalos al-mochus shemaim shlema. Shlema, okay, fine. We're not there. That's the ideal. That's what kabbalos al-mochus shemaim means. It means I'm being megala in my life, this atzmusay, this infinite, this ain't surface of Hashem, that is in every aspect of my life. And then I'm megala that. That's the avoider. That's Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Okay. So that you have to start slowly. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Let's see if we've got time for this last little shtick here. This is a hard piece to say. Wow, this is hard. No, we have to stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll start fresh. We'll summarize what we've done here, and then we'll go from this to the next tickle. It's very hard. This is one of the things I have a big question mark next to. I never got to speak to him about it. I have a whole list of those from the Sefer that he was nifta very soon, whatever. Top, so that's the okay, so that, those are nice ideas. There's a lot of shoot, it's hard stuff to grasp how this manifests down here. There's also another aspect we'll see as we go along where we take ourselves and we go into the higher world. That's in Kedusha. When you say Kadosh, 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 we step up, we go up. We take ourselves into the upper place. But yeah, we're talking about where Hashem's coming down into our world. Which Hashem, which part of Hashem? All of it. All of it. The whole Shlemusa, that's Kabbalah Samuchu Shemaim. The Keter, the part that's above. We want that functioning down. Yeah, and it stays above, by the way. Sorry, there's just one more thing just to confuse you with. Don't think for one moment that when Hashem comes down, yeah, he's down, yeah. And now there's nothing more above because everything came down, yeah. No, he stays above. He stays above, but he's down, yeah, as well. Very important to remember that. You'll see that there's a lot to do with Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem. When we remember that we're learning about Shabbos, we'll come. But remember, this is all about Shabbos. Yeah? We're learning Shabbos Malchus. So there's something to do with Shabbos, what we're learning, yeah. But we're putting the Yesodus in place first. But you'll see that's also very important to remember that when the Keter, when the Malchus Mizgal itself, yeah, it keeps itself above. Yeah. When the king comes down into the world to Mesadeh the roads and the streets and the Shukim and the Kenyonim to make sure that the world's running properly, he maintains his Keter. He doesn't come down here without his Keter. He comes down here with his Keter. That means he's above even when he's down here. Okay. Fine. Those are the words. Okay. Beseder gamur. Questions, comments, reactions. Otherwise, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up again next week. Yeah, I hope you're getting some benefit from this. This is a hard limud. This not poshut and it's slow, and we don't see where it's going. About lot.
I found this week was a lot easier to listen to. Last week was a lot more technical. I thought it was very nice, and you brought a fantastic example, practical, with the logic of everything, of understanding that you don't understand. It's a good point.
That's why we have to keep going back to that shtickle in the beginning of Shah Gibel and the Efer Shechaim. Go have a look there. That's very important.
You gave a half an hour share. I've got a whole share that
I know.
You gave
on it. If anybody wants it, they should listen to it. It's a mod chashuv, that share. Not just for you, but stump to know that we have permission to meet a sick, and how you meet a sick with things you can't understand, because most of what we're dealing with, we can't understand. So that's a very important chiddush. You have to be a litvak for that. That's a litvish approach to life. That's not the chassidish. The chassidish have a different approach to that. You would think opposite. It's counterintuitive. It's the litvaks that are prepared to learn something you can't understand, and the chassidim insist that, okay, I'm not going into that. Whatever, I'm just saying that's an interesting... interesting machlokes there between the Litvaks and the Hasidim about how you mitasek with something you can't understand. So I'm working with the Nefesh HaChaim because that's what I learned. I haven't learned other stuff. So, but there apparently is a Rav Tzadok. I don't know where it is. I haven't seen it. That's slightly different. So one day maybe that's something we'll look into. I don't know. But in the meantime, we're going to work with the Mahalach that we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim. That we learn things that we don't always understand, but we have a mahalach. We know how to do that. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Raboisa, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm take good care. No.